This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is going to be a special edition of our referralsforseniors.com that we have, a referral list to help out our seniors and family members and caregivers where they can go to find good services. And much like our HaystackHelp.com referral list, but this one is specially dedicated for seniors and, as I mentioned, their family members and caregivers, because a lot of things can happen and a lot of things happen quickly, and sometimes we just do not know where to go to find the company that we can trust or the advice that we can trust. And so that's what our show is going to all be about when we do these special segments for seniors. So we are thrilled to kick it off and want to thank Dan Muir from Rush to Reason for setting this up for us. We have Ruth Ann Arbor in with us, and she's the territory manager for Phillips Lifeline. So thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's just start out with you a little bit. Give us a little bit of your background and then, you know, what you've done in the past and what brought you in to be with Phillips.
Great. Well, actually, I have been with Phillips Lifeline for 20 years, believe it or not.
Started when you were eight.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> but I've really have been in the healthcare field my whole career. Right. Before Lifeline, I worked for the VA medical system as a clinical dietitian. And at that time, too, most of the veterans and the VA worked at were World War II veterans, so older adults. And, you know, I saw those seniors that, you know, would have a fall and weren't able to get help. Wow. And so when I had an opportunity to change careers, that's really what led me to working for Phillips Lifeline.
Sure. And, you know, you and I were talking just a little bit before we started, and most of the time, I'm making this statistic just in my own mind of what I think, probably. I'm sure there's probably half the time or maybe 60% of the time there are injuries due to the fall, but you and I were just talking, we both know people where there really was an injury. They just couldn't get up, and there's nobody there to help them.
Exactly. You know, that is a statistic, 50% of the people that fall.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's actually a true statistic that fall. They're not injured. Simply can't get up, and all sorts of bad things happen when people just when they lay on their floor. Mm-hmm. They can get dehydrated, their kidneys can then shut down. You get awful sores on your skin that can then cause a huge infection. It can just lead to all sorts of bad things. So the sooner you can get help, the better.
Sure. As I mentioned, this is really, boy, if you're a caregiver out there, and you know what, if you're a son or a daughter or a grandchild or whatever, you may not have assumed that role yet, but you're going to be, right?
Right.
I mean, at some
yes.
point, you're going to be a
yes.
caregiver. So really making that home safe is our number one piece of advice to you. And you and I were just talking again before you fall in a bathroom, and that's where a lot of falls occur for seniors, but getting those bathrooms safe. But just making that home a lot safer is a lot of it, but doing what you guys do to have this in-home medical alert that's going to get them help pretty much immediately, that's a lifesaver.
It is. That's one of the reasons why I work for this company. We save people's lives every day. You know, with the simple push of a button. And actually now we even have technology where you don't even have to push the button. If you have a significant fall, it's actually going to detect your fall and send the signal in to us.
Wow. Okay. So where's this grown from when you look now, when you started 20 years ago, the technology and all, what was it kind of like when you, because we all saw the commercials and we've all, I'll be honest, even joked about sometimes like we fall and go, hey, I can't get up. I mean, because that's just in our minds. But how's that technology changed?
Oh, gosh, the technology has changed in the sense of the button that a senior used to wear. It was literally the size of a garage door opener.
And that it went might to, have made them fall, lose their balance, right?
And it went to a communicator that wasn't two-way voice with our response associates.
Okay.
So we had to rely on calling into their home or then calling neighbors over to go check on them. But not being able to talk to that subscriber or that older adult, to now we have pendants where it's two-way voice right in the pendant and completely waterproof. So they can wear it in the shower. They can, you know, and which is a common place where people have falls or incidents or, So it's come a long way, and it's ever changing and improving too.
Right. So do you have, is it, let's talk about the service itself then. Is it like some kind of home box that you put in one room and then there's different alerts that take multiple boxes? Kind of explain it.
So we have different levels of service. We do have the one where there's still what we call a basic communicator that connects to what I call a standard telephone service, whether it's a Comcast or a CenturyLink. But as we know, people are getting rid of the, you know, usual landline, and we have a communicator where it works off of cell service. It's not off of their cell phone, so you don't even have to have a cell phone. It actually has its own cell card in the communicator, and then the button transmits the signal to the communicator. So that is really what we call our in-home devices. Mm-hmm. And then we have one where it's a standalone button. It's two-way communication in the button, and again, it works off of cellular. I call it basically a mini cell phone without buttons. And all you have to do is push it, or if you have a fall, it's going to detect your fall and send that signal in.
Wow. Now, I assume there are other companies out there, quote, similar, okay? True. And I'm not here to bash competition or talk, bring up names, but just what do you think are some of the key points that set you guys apart?
Yep. We're one of the few, if only, company. We manufacture and develop our own equipment. We only monitor our own equipment. A lot of other companies are using other people's equipment, a different call center. Mm-hmm. So we really have a lot of control over the quality of our equipment and the quality of our call centers. And if we need to help that subscriber troubleshoot their equipment, we know what equipment. We don't have to figure out, oh, well, what equipment do they have? So that's one of definitely a big differentiator. Mm-hmm. Also, our industry is not mandated to be regulated by the FDA. However, we took it to that next step, and all of our equipment is considered a or is registered as a Class 2 medical device. So we have to report any kind of failures, any type of scenarios to the FDA if something's going on with our equipment.
Sure. So the person falls, or in this case, you know, they don't even have to call in, like say, into a technology now. So that goes to a immediate kind of response team.
Correct. It goes to our central call center. We actually now have three call centers in North America. Our main one outside of Boston in Framingham, also one in Arizona, and then we cover Canada, so we also have a Canadian call center. So it goes to those response associates, and we have basic information on that subscriber. Obviously, their address, basic medical information. We have information of, like, they have a pet in the home. So if we have to send EMS, we can tell the EMS there's a dog, do not let the dog out, or do not let the cat out. And anything else helpful about that subscriber that we can provide to the EMS if we have to call them.
Sure. Again, if you're just joining us, we're glad to have Ruth Ann Arbor with us. She's a territory manager for Phillips Lifeline. If you'd like more information, their number is 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476, and they will be glad to help you. A couple of things I'm just trying to think. You know, if you fall, I mean, first of all, it's a helpless feeling.
Right.
I mean, you kind of feel stupid. I mean, even when, you know, when we fall, first thing we do is kind of look around and see if anybody's talking.
Yeah, everybody's watching us.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's watching. So I can't think of anything more comforting when you're in a home alone, all of a sudden, to hear a voice start talking to you. That's got to be pretty comforting.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the commonplace is people are home alone and nobody's around. And so you're thinking, how am I going to get help? Mm-hmm. So, and when they hear that response associate come across, it is a big sigh of relief, you know, versus let's say you're at the grocery store. We do have our mobile device, but most likely if you fall at the grocery store, someone hopefully is going to help
sure.
you. But it's when you're in your home by yourself that, and even if you're in a senior apartment community, if you're in your apartment by yourself and you don't go out, somebody might not check on you for another 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, because you could have just left people. They think you're going to take a nap. You're gone for
exactly.
4 hours. They wouldn't think a thing about
no.
it.
No. And nobody plans a fall. Nobody plans, oh, today I think I'm going to have a heart attack or just not feeling well.
Right.
And, you know, the nice thing about our service, too, is we don't call EMS all the time. Sometimes and often people have a fall. They simply need assistance up. We send someone over, they get them up, and they're fine. Nothing else needs to be done. Or maybe they're just, you know, not feeling well. Press their button, and we send what we call a responder, which is a friend, family, or neighbor
right.
that can go check on them.
And a lot of people may think, you know, I've got my son or daughter or friend on speed dial, whatever. But you know what? Just like right now, if somebody needed me, I mean, I'm not paying, you know, paying attention to my phone. Right. I couldn't leave. Well, I mean, depending on the emergency, but I mean, it would be tough and people could be in a meeting, could be whatever. So if you're thinking out there, oh, this isn't something we need because I live within three blocks, it's still something that your loved one needs. And which we'll get into in our second segment, a little bit of the cost. But I mean, a lot of people pay more for their cable bill than what this costs.
A lot of people pay monthly for their cable bill, which would be a year subscription to our service.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it can, again, it can save your life. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, it's, we hope you don't have to use it, but it's kind of like life insurance or, you know, health insurance.
Well, sure.
You know, we hope you don't have to use it, but if you need our help,
you need
we're going to be there.
You need it one time.
Right.
That is worth every penny.
Absolutely.
You spend.
Absolutely.
For sure. Their website you can check out as well is lifeline.phillips.com. And once again, their number, 303-378-2476. So as far as installation, is it some monitor type things? Because I know Dan helps out with
this. Correct.
So is it some monitor type devices in different rooms then that pick up that signal?
Right. Okay. So it's basically one, if they have our in-home device, it's one communicator. It covers the whole home. We can turn it up pretty loud on our end to hear someone across the room, across the hallway. The nice thing is, if we don't make voice contact, we actually disconnect, dial into the home to see if somebody's able to pick up the phone. Because sometimes people accidentally press their button.
Sure.
If we don't connect with that person, then we start calling responders to send somebody over and saying, we didn't make voice contact. We need you to go over and check on that person.
Gotcha.
And it's pretty easy as far as the setup. It's plug and play, and we have two options where we can have a home service rep like Dan go out and set it up, or sometimes in rural areas we don't have coverage there necessarily. We can ship it, and they can do what we call self-install and call us, and we'll walk them through it.
Sure. When we come back from break, maybe a story or two that might come to mind of where you say, you know, boy, these people are so glad that they heard about this because some loved one is still with them today because of it.
Yes.
All right.
I have a good one.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of our referralsforseniors.com show. If you've got any questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
If you missed rates being this low before, now might be your time. Lower rates may help you to qualify for your new home or lower your payments and eliminate mortgage insurance. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, and many of our clients are taking advantage of the lower rates. Most are able to save hundreds a month, all without extending their term. What could you do with $300, $400 a month or more? Pay off debt? Do some home improvement that you've been putting off? With your equity increasing and rates lowering, now might be the last chance to save thousands in interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan lately? Are you being treated like you're in an assembly line? No one listening? Just talking? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we will listen and find the right loan for you, all without the stress. Take AIM, 720-895-0500.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we are thrilled to have Ruth Ann Arbor in studio with us. She's the territory manager for Phillips Lifeline. And if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. This is a special edition of our referrals for seniors and .com. This is a website and a referral list specifically dedicated for seniors, family members, caregivers. So not meant to be a directory of any kind. We're trying to find the right people in each category that we know we can trust and that can be of big help to you. And you can get the help and advice that you need as well. So we're talking about this Phillips Lifeline, and this is an alert system for the home that the person just simply wears around their neck, but it has reduced from the garage door opener size. Okay, so it's relatively smaller now.
Our basic button weighs less than a half an ounce.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Yeah, really light.
And, you know, it's got to be. I mean, and I'm sure we could get many testimonials from your customers, but what a relief just to know that somebody is right there and you can be all alone.
Yeah. I have a great scenario. I personally was involved in this. I'm not usually the one that goes out to set up the service, but I had a scenario where I happened to be in the area, and it was a couple that both had our service, and they needed their buttons swapped out, partly because they had worn them down so much. They had our mobile button that they needed the cord swapped out. So I went to their home, swapped out their cords, reprogrammed their buttons, and the next day, I got a call from the husband to thank me because his wife had fallen and her signal went through. She had the fall detection button, so she didn't even push it. Signal went through, so they were coming across to ask if she needed help. Well, in the meantime, he tried to help her up, and he fell as well. So they are both laying on their floor. Both have fallen. They were in their mid-80s. Wife had more chronic health conditions than he did, and the next thing you knew, the EMS were at their home. She was transported. He was okay. He just had like a bruise. But he called me that afternoon to thank me because of the service. He's like, we would have both still been laying on the floor together.
Sure.
But, yeah. Wow. So, I mean, when he called me, I couldn't even make that up if I tried.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, especially in elderly people, they're maybe a little more brittle, and somebody may go in there and think they're help, and the way they pick them up and could dislocate an arm, break an arm. I mean, we've heard all kinds of nightmare stories.
Yeah. Because sometimes when we're talking to them, two-way communication on their communicator or through their button, depending on their service, sometimes they're like, no, I'm not hurt. We send out, you know, friend, family, neighbor to go check on them, and they get out there and like, I don't know. I don't think I should move them. And from there, we have a closed loop. So once that responder gets into their home, we ask them to hit what we call our reset button. It lets us know someone's in the home. And then we'll ask them, hey, are they okay? And, you know, sometimes it's like, no, we need the EMS. And so then we turn around and call the EMS to come out.
Sure. Once again, their phone number is 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476. The website is lifeline.phillips.com. So let's go through a little bit of, and we don't have time to get into all probably the different programs you offer, but from a basic unit, and maybe there's one person in the home, and so give us some kind of idea of price structure.
So we have all, you know, different levels from our basic service. If you still have you know, a traditional, what I call a traditional landline now, a Comcast or a CenturyLink. We have a unit that works with that and our basic button where you have to push the button for any type of scenario. Okay. That basic service is $30 a month. Wow. So, a dollar a day for peace of mind.
Revisits to Starbucks.
Yeah. A dollar a day for peace of mind. To when you add in our fall detection, it's only $15 more a month. So, $45 a month for fall detection. Again, still pretty affordable. All the way to our mobile devices, which are a little bit more expensive, and we have two levels of our mobile device. One that's a standalone pendant that honestly, it's only $45 a month. You do have to purchase the button. To our highest level where you have a communicator and the mobile button because it adds some additional locating features when you have a unit, the communicator,
and the mobile. So let's say someone's out and maybe they've got a fairly large backyard and they mess around with flowers or something or, back in the lawn. So that's something that can still locate them away from inside the home.
Correct. Okay. Yep. And the great thing about our mobile button, it has, depending on the level of service, 5 to 6 locating features. And the one that I love, we can locate the person with our mobile with GPS and Wi-Fi. However, let's say you're out for a walk in a park, you've fallen, you're laying there, we know approximately where you are, but EMS can't see you. We can set off an audio beacon, and I equate it to like an avalanche beacon. It's a high-pitched beep, so then again, we can locate exactly where they are.
Wow. And I was doing some research on your website this morning, and it said also the auto alert button requires no charging.
Yes.
So that's a cool thing because
Everything
else we have, we don't, when you need it the most,
right.
And you see it in movies, people, they go to use their cell phone and write that dire need and it's dead, you know.
The only button that does require charging is our mobile, and partly because the two-way voice is in the button, so it drains the battery more. Mm-hmm. But it's really simple. It's like a magnetic clip that clips onto the back of the button, and the power cord for it. It has such a long cord. You can be sitting in your recliner, don't even have to take your button off, charge it, and then you just break it away. It's a magnet, so it comes up, comes off really easily.
Wow. And I'm telling you, even, older couples, because we always think about the individual just left at home alone, but also for someone, because, in their older years, people take naps, they leave somebody else alone, they think they're fine, the husband goes out in the garage to do something, whatever, and the wife, before she knows it, 5 hours have gone by, and I haven't seen Fred.
Exactly.
You never know.
Yeah.
And for the affordability of this,
and
typically
for an additional subscriber, especially if it's our basic service, it's only $10 extra to have two people on the service. For our basic service. With our mobile, again, you have to have two different subscriptions, partly because it's mobile and, husband could be at the grocery store and wife's at home and they both need help at the same time. It's two completely separate, but still completely affordable.
Wow. Now, during the break, I asked you if there was any kind of special you had, and there is kind of one. So if you don't mind, let's give it out.
Yeah, so through the end of the month of June, and sometimes we'll roll it over into the beginning of the next month, is first month free. So if you mention you heard about us on this radio
just
program.
Mention Haystack Help Radio and or mention Dan Muir. We'll make Dan the keyword.
There we go.
Yeah, but I want to thank Dan for setting this up for us today. But folks, really, truly, maybe you're by yourself. There's not any loved ones that live around you or friends that you ought to give them a call today. This is something that could absolutely save your life. And if you're that family member or caregiver, and it would take you a while. Hey, with traffic today, I don't care where you are. It's going to take you time to get to somewhere. Give them a call. And I'm telling you, this is very, very affordable. 303-378-2476. Mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, and they will get your first month free for you. Now, as far as alerting, once the Lifeline Response Center does, then I assume they have a emergency call list to call a loved one or something.
Correct.
Is that how it works?
Yep. So what happens if, we're talking to the person that has the service, Again, two-way communication, the button or the communicator in the home. You choose who your responders are for non-emergency situations. So typically it's a friend, family, or neighbor that's no more than 10 minutes from the home, because even if you're not hurt, we still want somebody to get over to you right away. Okay. So you list them in whatever order, first, second, third. We'll take their home phone, cell phone, work phone, and we'll work our way through that basically phone triage to get a hold of somebody. A common scenario, if you don't have a family member or you don't know your neighbors, you don't necessarily have to have a non-emergency responder. We like for you at least to have one, but sometimes people don't, and EMS is the first person that we call if there is no other responder. But a lot of people like that because they don't want the bells and whistles out there every time.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And there's another nice feature, which I love, is you can list a family member as just a notify. So let's say your daughter lives out of state, or even your daughter lives in Colorado Springs.
Sure.
And you want her to know if something happens. So we, after the call is closed out, we've answered your call, we'll call your daughter in Colorado Springs and let her know what's going on.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, I'm excited about this. We're going to do this again. Thank you very, very much. What a great service. But you know what? It doesn't help you if you don't call. 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476. Again, I want to thank our good buddy Dan Muir for setting this up for us today. And thank Ruth Ann Arbor, Territory Manager, for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, a an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Cishan Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we would like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. We're glad to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us from Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Dr. Stedman, good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And appreciate all the things you did for Victoria and I here last week. We've got on some different regiments with you, and so we are looking forward to next few weeks and then re-looking at some things and hopefully on a better path. So we appreciate all your help.
Absolutely.
You know, I was looking at a few things today on your website, and I thought we'd just start off with this a little bit, and we'll get into a couple of discussions on maybe some autoimmune disorders. But that was one thing I was going to – I want to get in and talk about the difference in what Integrated Health Systems offers. But as I was looking through some things about autoimmune, I kept seeing two phrases come up. So I just want to ask you this real quick. One says autoimmune disease. Another may term it autoimmune disorders. Does disorders and disease mean the same thing, or – how do you clarify the difference?
Well, that's a good question. You ask great questions.
Because just sometimes when I would, Google different things and different issues, it kind of would pop up as, autoimmune disorders, others diseases. And then you see some term, like celiac disease. You see some term with diseases. But then it's like, is lupus a disease? Would that be considered?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So I don't know quite the answer, but I'm going to give you an answer that I think is the right answer.
All right.
It's going to sound funny. Everybody in the car is like, really? This is great. So when you get into the world of autoimmunity, and I'm going to answer like this, because I think this is really actually a good thing for people to know, is that in the world of autoimmune conditions, It's not actually always a disease. They actually talk about a disease when it starts turning into like a disease process. And what I mean by that, which can get confusing, is that in order to diagnose an autoimmune condition or autoimmune disease, you measure what's called antibodies.
Okay.
So antibodies are, so if you have an antibody, if I had a Scott Watley antibody, then I would not like you anymore. So I would go, and every time I saw you, I'd just kick you in the shins. So that would be a Scott Watley antibody. So some people have thyroid antibodies,
right,
and they have platelet antibodies. They can have antibodies to their skin. They can have celiac disease, which is an antibody to an enzyme in your gut. So every time you have an antibody, then your immune system, every time it picks it up or it's interactive, it's going to kick it in its shins. Now, if we had the Scott Watley antibody, I'm just making this up on the fly. This is great,
sure.
Great radio. if I had the Scott Watley antibody and I'm just kicking in the shins every day, you know, there's probably not going to be a condition. You know, your shin's bruised. You're probably mad at me. You know, I'm mad at you. But it's not really a condition. So it might be a disorder. You know, we have this disorder that I can't even go next to you without kicking you in the shins. Mm-hmm. But if all of a sudden one day, you know, I'm like, okay, I really don't like you. So now I like kick you in both shins and then I knock you out. You know, now we have a condition. You know, now we have a disease process taking place. And so somebody can have like thyroid antibodies that's not causing a disease yet, but it's sitting there kind of like causing a little bit of issues. And when it starts becoming a condition or a disease is when now you're destroying like an organ or you're destroying your skin or you're destroying the gut or you're destroying your nerves. So that could be where you're seeing like disorder versus disease. And there's even like other names that are like benign, you know, autoimmune disease, meaning that you have the markers, but it hasn't caused any problems. And then there's another term called reactive, which means that you're starting to like kick you in the shins, you know? So mm-hmm. It's like before, it's like benign. It's like, I may not just like you, you know, but then a reactive is now I'm kicking you in the shins. And now a disease is that I'm like beating you up and taking your lunch money and making you cry.
Right.
You know, so
right.
That's kind of like the process of how autoimmune conditions tend to work. So that's maybe why you're seeing like the difference between like disorder and diseases. It's kind of like based on maybe where it's at in the process would be maybe a good answer.
Right. And one question came up and it said, can autoimmune diseases kill you? And I'll read you the response and then you give me your answer. It says, autoimmune diseases do not cause sepsis. But people with certain types of autoimmune diseases are at a higher risk of developing infections, which can trigger sepsis. As well, medications that may be used to treat some autoimmune disorders can weaken your immune system, making it easier for you to develop an infection. So sometimes some of the medicine we're taking, it sounds like, that's why you got to make sure you're on the right medicine for you, because your medicine could actually be hurting you.
Yeah. And this is why I think autoimmune conditions are so complex. I mean, even today, I've had two conversations with patients that, you know, they both have neurological autoimmune conditions, and it just gets even bigger and best. But this is why it's so complex, because there are certain medications that they use to help with the autoimmunity. But that same medication then just knocks your immune system down. So then you become susceptible. It's almost like sending all of the troops to one part of the country, and now there's nobody on the other side. You know, so if we all sent all our military forces to the West Coast, well, now somebody's getting us on the East Coast. You know, so now you're more susceptible on that side because we've kind of left it wide open. And so sometimes you see that with some of the medications that are out there. They usually have them pretty dialed in, but I mean, again, this is the complexity, and sometimes what makes it really tough is kind of knowing. You got to know, you got to understand the immune system. And I think there's very few doctors that do. I think a lot of them just go, oh, hey, you have a symptom. Well, this condition goes with this drug, or this condition goes with this supplement. And if it was that easy, coming to work every day would be a blast, but It's not that easy.
Sure. You know, that leads me into what I was kind of wanting to talk about anyway. So let's talk about this. You know, on your website, you say this: we're not your typical healthcare clinic. Instead, we specialize in integrating aspects of functional medicine and neurology. And you take also the physical side of chiropractic care, which you are a chiropractor, and we talk about that, of chiropractic care, and couple it with the most cutting edge knowledge in the functional medicine and neurology. And with this, I mean, very few offices around can couple all these different things together, and you can get all the help you need under one roof, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and as I've grown over the years, I keep adding more things and just trying to help myself help patients. You know, because you know, back in the day, I laughed at it. At one point, it was just me, you know. I had a business partner, and we split up, and so when I kind of started, it was all by myself, you know. And you start trying to pull in more resources because you're like, okay, I'm getting my butt kicked. Okay, what else can I do? Get my butt kicked again. What else can I do? You know. So as patients get harder, we're always trying to add more and more. So that's kind of where we start looking at, you know, like the counseling piece and the nutrition piece and the chiropractic and the neurology and the neurological rehabilitation and the functional medicine and the nutrition. And, you know, you got to pull these things together.
Sure.
Because it is hard. And I think when you get into autoimmune conditions, especially, you know, those are not easy. You know, the counseling piece we brought in because, you know, autoimmune diseases, they change people's lives. You can take something as simple, quote unquote, I guess, as celiac disease, but that doesn't come without its price. You know, people can't eat at restaurants anymore. They have a hard time going out with their friends. They become extremely sensitive. They have to read all the labels, you know, and sometimes it's frustrating. It creates anxiety. It creates a lot of isolation, you know, so we pulled in counselors to help with patients really kind of get through that and how to work within that. And that's just one little example, mm-hmm. you know, but if you take celiacs, and there's a part of celiacs that affects the brain, you know, there's actually a big part of it. So, you know, we look at the neurological side of celiac, we look at the mental health side of celiac, and then we look at the nutritional and dietary and supplement and autoimmune. So, yeah, autoimmune conditions are not easy. So I think you have to have this team approach to really get people well.
Right. And, you know, I know one thing that you do very well there, and you talk about it here and on your website as well. It says you're committed to looking at the causes, not just symptoms. Is that a mistake? I think maybe a lot of medical offices when they are just looking at symptoms and just trying to, so to speak, cure those symptoms for their patient.
Absolutely. You know, and actually, and I'll add another layer to this, even in the holistic world. You know, there are a lot of, you know, holistic people and naturopaths and functional medicine, you know, practitioners. And, man, a lot of people look at symptoms. And you end up chasing your tail because, you know, and somebody says, you know, I have chronic pain, you know, and that's great that you have chronic pain. But it's easy to kind of get sucked into, well, here's the supplement or here's the medication for chronic pain. But if you can figure out where that thing is coming from and you hit it at the source, mm-hmm. you know, and this, I actually had this conversation about an hour ago with a patient, you know, it's like we're trying to identify, okay, what's that source of it? You know, so if we can figure that piece out, then the next time it happens, we got it, you know, and now we can address the source and possibly take chronic pain and make it so that they don't have it for months and months and months. And maybe they had a flare-up, but now they understand why they had a flare-up. And not just, hey, I took this supplement or took this medication and all my pain went away. It's like, well, that's not going to help. You can still end up with other issues that are maybe you're not coming to the surface yet.
Right. So, are you seeing a lot of this, you know, gluten, celiac disease thing? I mean, has it really hit all-time numbers since you've been doing this?
It feels to me that since practice, I would say, like, it feels like every year it just gets more and more. Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's a lot of people who are very sensitive to it. I know there's definitely celiac disease out there. You know, and there's definitely some theories out there on how that food is processed and the chemicals that are involved. You know, there's a lot of chatter all over the place on how we handle our food versus how other countries handle gluten and wheat. So I think that's part of it, you know, but it seems like it's growing and growing and growing.
Dr. Shane Stedman is our guest, Integrated Health Systems, and it's Your Health Matters that you're listening to. And if you've got any questions for Dr. Stedman, you can give us a call, 303-477-5600. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss a few more of these things with Dr. Stedman. Give us a call if you've got a question, 303-477-5600. Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. D&DTireService.com.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Dr. Shane Steadman, Integrated Health Systems. Give them a call, 303-781-5617. And Dr. Steadman is kind enough to offer a free consultation. All you have to do is call and mention Haystack Help Radio and Your Health Matters, or either one of those. You don't have to do both, but either one of them, just let them know you heard him here on our show, and they'll take great care of you there at Integrated Health Systems. So, Dr. Steadman, you know, I think it all boils down to the initial consultation and the time that you spend with patients. And I think that's why you guys have such great success there, because, I mean, you're not just looking at, you know, how are you feeling today? And I know this from our experience with you, you're looking at past, present, and future, so to speak. You want to get that whole picture of that person's health.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's, it's important to sit down and go over it. I was doing a consultation today, and the guy was cool. He had a summary of things. I just kind of read through the summary, and then he had some recent blood work. I was like, great. I was like, what's that over there? And he goes, oh, this is some old stuff. You're probably, you know, probably not really of interest to you, or, you know, maybe not be helpful. I was like, oh, no, absolutely. I want to see it. You know, so I go through all the old stuff. And I'm like, man, this is basically a baseline. You know, so you can kind of see that, okay, this is where you've been. And then this was the start of the decline. And you can literally kind of like over time do the blood work, just look at the decline taking place. So, you know, that kind of time is always, I think, so valuable just to spend with people. You know, right now we're doing a consultation, or actually just did an exam on a patient that has dementia. You know, so, you know, we did a, you know, really worked out talk to his spouse, and, you know, she's kind of walking us through the timeline on when things happened and how they've happened and what they've done. And we've gone through the exam. We've gone through, you know, just for the past couple hours been working on this guy, and yeah, really trying to come up with a game plan. So we're going to talk this afternoon as a team, and we're going to get started. So I think spending that time with people really allows you to dig in and find out, okay, what's the best way? What are their goals? You know, and sometimes through that history and that working them up, you often get the answer, you know, which is great. But I think if you spend, you know, 15 minutes just in and out really quick, and it's just hard to gather enough information to make a decision.
Sure. And once again, we kind of talk about the whole integrated systems there with you. I mean, you really focus on that whole brain-body connection, and I believe I read it this way on your website, the brain controls the body and the body provides the feedback to the brain. So it's pretty easy to see why you focus so much on that relationship between our body and our brain.
Yeah, and I think by doing so, I think it gets us to our results faster. You know, I think sometimes people say, well, what makes you different than another person? You know, and maybe that person is doing some similar things that we do, but I think when we're able to be comprehensive and pull a brain-body connection together, I think we oftentimes get to our result quicker. And that's what I think is our kind of biggest claim to fame, is understanding that and getting to the answer faster.
Right. And once again, their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Now, a couple of things I was wanting to ask you about, just, again, going through your website and reading a couple of terms. One, you say, you know, there are a few doctors that look at the function of the whole body and brain as it relates to, and you've got immune function, endocrine function, and nervous system function. So I realize we've been talking about the immune side of it, but you can touch on that a minute, and then let's go to that endocrine side.
Yeah, the immune aspect of it, you know, definitely there's a lot of people have autoimmune conditions. So that's something we learned quite a bit about, not just autoimmunities, but just immune function in general. I mean, that is so detailed. I know all three of us have been taking a course that a doc put together. It's like a year-long course, and he just dove into immunology. You know, so, you know, so we all actually have this, and we're still learning just immunology and trying to really, really, really just own that as best as we can with the information that keeps coming out. You know, the endocrinology side of that is, you know, super important. That's what you look at, thyroid and progesterone, testosterone, cortisol, diabetes, you know, things like that. So when people talk about menopause and hypothyroidism and, you know, type 1, type 2, type 1.5 diabetes, all these different endocrine issues, they play a role too, because if you're diabetic, you're inflamed, your immune system's involved. And about 20% of diabetics have an autoimmune cause to it. You know, so if you don't understand the immune system, how are you supposed to help those people that have an autoimmune related diabetes? They say about 80 to 85% of people with thyroid dysfunction is actually an autoimmune condition. You know, so you have to understand the endocrine to say, okay, is this a pure like thyroid issue, or is this an autoimmune thyroid issue? You know, so that's where we start blending and understanding the immune system with the endocrine system. And then we just throw the neurology, you know, as a nice little added piece, because, you know, all diabetics, you know, tend to have some kind of like, you know, either depression or motivation issue or, you know, brain fog or something like that. You know, so everything ties in so nicely, but you have to really understand how those three kind of pieces fit together.
Right. And then the last one was nervous system function. How does all that fit in?
So, you know, it's interesting. It's fascinating when you dive into the research. There's actually different parts of the brain that are responsible for the immune system. You know, so you can have, you know, potentially an autoimmune condition that's related to a brain imbalance. You know, and they're now even starting to look at autoimmune with like autism. They're starting to wonder now how many kids with autism is actually an autoimmune disorder. If you look at Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and some of those other dementias, you know, they're now starting to talk about the immune system involved with them. You know, so Alzheimer's is known as type 3 diabetes, but there's also an autoimmune component now that they're looking at with Alzheimer's. So when you get somebody that comes in with the dementia, you know, is it pure like brain degeneration? Is it an autoimmune condition? Or is it something with, you know, their metabolic system? So there is diabetes that can lead to Alzheimer's disease, but there's also a hypothyroid dementia. So you can have a thyroid-related dementia as well. It's just all intertwined.
Sure. So when you have these, you know, patients that come in with dementia or the Alzheimer's and things like that, you know, sometimes when we try to get in discussions with loved ones and try to get them to understand that, you know, they need some help, sometimes those conversations don't go real well. But do you find when they come in and see you and it kind of comes from that third party that you can get pretty far with patients?
Yeah, we get pretty far.
Just getting them to open up and understand that, you know, that, hey, yeah, I got a problem, you know.
Yeah, you know, definitely the third party helps. You know, a lot of times third party people sort of drags them in. I think when you get to dementia, you know, sometimes those are harder, you know, but I think, but usually it becomes such a team approach. You know, you got to have that third party to help you even in the care plan. You know, so that third party, I think, actually becomes probably our biggest support. You know, so whether it be like a caregiver, you know, like a kid supporting their parent, or, you know, or maybe a spouse had an injury or a spouse is going through this, like today, the patient with dementia, you know, so we're definitely talking with his spouse a lot, you know, so we're going to utilize her because he's really functional, but his processing speed is not so great. So, you know, to have her is going to be really helpful on some of these processing and pulling things together so that we can get him, you know, to improve. But I need her help a lot.
Sure. So,
third party's big.
Yeah. And I was talking recently last week with a couple about trying to get their grandparent to stop driving. And when you see them in your office and you see how they process the information very slowly, and then you know they're going out and getting behind the wheel in a car, boy, that's a whole different topic, I understand. But, man, that is something everybody needs to look at if you've got a loved one that's suffering with some of these ailments, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, the guy that worked with today, I mean, that was his struggle. You know, he was working, and, I mean, he could drive and do all these things perfectly fine. And, you know, so it's like this weird disconnect between, you know, well, you look great, you're doing everything great, but, man, that processing speed is really delayed. So, if, you know, somebody jumps out in front of him, can he process fast enough to stop?
Right.
You know, and so it's not like capability, but it's pulling multiple factors in and putting them together and then deciphering what the answer is going to be. You know, that's hard.
Sure, absolutely. Once again, I hope you'll give Dr. Stedman's office a call. It's 303-781-5617. And really all the things from the chiropractic side to this whole functional medicine side, I'm telling you, the brain, we didn't even touch on that. Dr. Stedman has a whole separate entity there to help with the brain and traumatic brain injuries and all of that. So check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and their number, 303-781-5617. So Dr. Stedman, hey, thanks for taking time for us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in the future, sir.
All right, Scott, have a great week.
All right, you as well. Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.